Well, some of the routines that we started during the pandemic are still going strong. In this morning's special report, KCBS's Matt Bigler tells us about a rogue workout group in the East Bay that left the gym during COVID and has no plans to go back.
3 days a week.
One, two, three.
For about an hour.
Down.
This rogue workout group feels the burn in front of Oakland Technical High School before anybody's on campus.
We started working out here because we're addicted to exercise. It is our drug of choice.
One.
The exercises started shortly after the pandemic started.
When the Y shut down and everybody started Zooming, I realized that I just couldn't do the Zoom exercises, and we started meeting here in this big open space.
Jim Gold is the leader of the Rogues, but leader is really a misnomer.
We go around the circle, and everybody leads an exercise.
5, 10, and 5! Burpees, bicycles, burpees!
We have themes sometimes. Sometimes we bring toys to play with. Sometimes we have joke days. During the elections, we had presidential trivia.
It doesn't sound like you guys are planning to go back to the gym.
No, we're not. We've clearly decided. We love this group.
Groups like this are not uncommon. A new national survey finds a majority of adults in the U.S. are still uncomfortable going to an indoor gym or fitness center. That's according to Gymless, an online fitness magazine.
One, two, hold.
Casey Watkins, who's been here from the beginning, now prefers working out outdoors.
Well, we're probably going to do it forever. Some of the exercises we do, one that I lead is an agility workout that is as much mental as anything else. Yeah, I'm turning 70 this month, so I want to keep the agility going and the mental acuity going, so that's why I do that one.
In Oakland, Matt Bigler, KCBS.